Morning, John.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you going?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks. Great to hear from you.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of time in between drinks, so to speak.
Yes, that's right.
But I know there's been plenty happening around the Bega Valley.
Yeah, there's lots been going on, Kimmy. Lots of activities all around the Bega Valley, really, not just in Bega, but it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, well, I was at Eden on Saturday for the community days for the new Welcome Centre and Visitors Information Centre. John, that is just a spectacular building.
It really is. We were privileged to supply all the paint for that. So we've been there a lot of times over the last few months, and it's really come together nice. Fantastic facility. It's going to be great for the people coming off the ships, great for other tourists that come by car to visit the information centre there, and a fantastic facility for Eden, and good on them. Congratulations to everybody involved.
And what about the CWA conference that's happening right now, kicked off on Sunday? What a huge coup, a state conference.
Fantastic, and they'll shoot me for this, but who would have thought a bunch of old ladies would make the place so busy?
You're about to get cake in your face for that, the cakes that didn't work, which is not many of them, so you're lucky.
It's fantastic to have them in town. The place has been really busy. You know, Club Bega on Sunday night had like 130 of them in there for dinner, and I was talking to Mal from Mal's Pizza this morning, and he was saying that they had a lot in there the other night having lunch and dinners, and there's lots of buzz around the town, and it's just fantastic to see that. Hopefully they're having a great time down at the showground, talking about lots of big issues, but we're enjoying them being here and filling our accommodation houses and restaurants and, yeah, having a good time.
Yeah, look, it's super for the bigger economy, that is for sure. Now, you've got some late-night shopping happening soon, John.
We are. This Thursday, we're opening up late. Now, this was an initiative of one of our businesses in town, and she decided that she wanted to create a bit of buzz for Mother's Day. And she got a few businesses alongside who decided to open up with her. And so the Chamber naturally has got behind that and supporting that as well. And the Bega Valley Regional Gallery have got their opening of their exhibition on Thursday night as well. So people can come into town, they can do a spot of shopping, get something to eat, wander up to the gallery and have a look at the new exhibition that's opening at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. So, yeah, great buzz around the town. We've got some fairy lights up. There'll be lots of activities happening. We've got buskers in the street, so good time to come to Bega on Thursday night in the lead up to our beautiful Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds good, John. Now, what's this mini town summit that's coming up?
The mini summit is basically bringing people together who've got lots of ideas. So in the 18 months that I've been the president of the Chamber, I've spoken to a lot of people who have got some really good ideas for the town. And some of them might be simple as changing the direction of the traffic up a street or, you know, putting up some signs, while others have got really big plans that they want to see. And so it seems to make sense to bring all them together, to put them all on the table together, to put them out there and see where we can go with it. So I spoke to someone a few months ago who has got a big dream for a facility in Bega, and if we had known about it a year before, we probably could have worked that into another project that's about to kick off in town.
Okay.
But we sort of found out a bit late. So the whole idea is to try and bring collaboration about, find out what everybody's up to, and maybe we can work together for the greater good. We can also get things shovel ready, so develop plans, have them ready so that when it comes time to an election or there's grant funding around that we can apply for that or pressure our politicians to give us money to build this facility or to do that activity. So that's what it's about, bringing people together just to raise their ideas, to table them all and discuss the viability of them.
That's what I love about smaller towns, John. That's why I love to live on our coast, because you've just got a lot of people with a lot of great ideas and they're all happy to come together and talk about them and move them forward.
Yeah, you bet. And as with most small communities, there's no one singular organisation in town who kind of takes responsibility for that. You know, Bega doesn't have a progress association, so the Chamber of Commerce kind of gets that role a little bit by default. And theoretically, we're about business, but the Chamber of Commerce is called on for all sorts of other things. And, you know, one of those that is coming along to our summit is Christine, who runs the community pantry, which is there to help people who, you know, don't have the financial resources to buy all the things that they need, and the pantry can supply that to them at no cost or at a very minimal cost. And she has some great plans for more community projects in town.
Yeah.
But we want to hear what they are, get them on the table, talk about it and see what we can do to help her make her dream come true.
And the Mini Town Summit, have you got a date for that?
Yes, so it's Wednesday the 19th, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. it is open to the public, but if people want to come, if they can just let us know for catering purposes. The Chamber Executive will be involved. There's about 10 invited guests who are coming to share their ideas. And there are some community people that are coming along as part of that as well.
And where's the venue?
It's actually at the Grand Hotel, so okay. It's got a really good meeting room out the back. They've got great facilities there for PowerPoint presentations, and they'll provide us with some afternoon tea.
That's cool. We should catch up a little bit more regularly, John Watkin.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time this morning, John. I really appreciate it, mate.
No worries at all, Kim. Talk soon.